USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday about the 2016 Russia probe. He defended the decision to open the investigation while acknowledging errors in requesting wiretap warrants for former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. In admitting errors in the investigation's process, McCabe stressed to the committee that the focus should now be on preventing those errors from happening again. Senator Lindsey Graham, who presided over the hearing, said, "That's the purpose of the hearing. Find some answers to why the system failed. We're going to find somebody accountable." The Supreme Court on Tuesday considered the fate of the Affordable Care Act for the third time since the health care law was enacted in 2010. Chief Justice John Roberts indicated that they were unlikely to scrap the entire law, even if the individual mandate is deemed unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of four lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence, or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty, will immediately lose their qualifications. Joe Biden on Tuesday called President Trump's refusal to concede the election an embarrassment, which will hurt the president's legacy. Biden said that at this time he doesn't see a need for legal action to force the administration to start funding the transition. And he said that the continued backing of Trump by most of congressional Republicans is because GOP lawmakers are mildly intimidated by Trump. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The NBA is gearing up for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
NBA owners have approved a proposal to start the 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The deal with the NBA Players Union will include a stagnant salary cap and a schedule of 72 games, down from the usual 82. The agreement does not include details on where games will be played, whether at each team's home arena or if in another bubble system like the one used for this past season's playoffs. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NBA draft is being held November 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Senator Mitch McConnell is reelected for his eighth term. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his eighth term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
"Let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election, and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate, too, if they lost again, only if they lost. The people who push this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.